ladies and gentlemen, I know things are bad right now about the Browns. I might have a little bit of good news. I don't know if it's going to be good news or you guys are going to just think I'm the janitor from Billy Madison. What do you think? Should I tell them all or should I not? You don't even know what I'm going to say, actually.
I don't know.
All right. Little birdie told me yesterday, and I got sent a video. Ladies and gentlemen, I will not say what high school, but I was sent a video from a local high school of one Shador Sanders working his ass off. Full uniform. Actually, I don't think he was wearing the pants. But he was in uniform, and he was throwing. Looked pretty good.
Uniform?
Working hard.
What was the uniform?
Well, he was wearing like the practice jersey and his whole deal and stuff like that. And he was
there. Were videos of him down in Texas before as well, and his
like to hear it.
I mean, camp hasn't even started, everybody, and he is in town, and speeding. I can't condone such a thing, but still.
Like grainy phone video, or does he have his production team?
Do you want to see the video?
Yeah.
I got the video right here. I'm not going to show it on the camera. Boom, there it is. Boom. What do you think of that? Some throwing.
I see a quarterback. I believe that's him.
You don't believe that's him?
No, I have no reason not to.
Wow.
That seems like it looks like Shador Sanders, right? He's got his helmet on.
I would assume that's Shador Sanders, buddy. Yeah. It's wearing a number 12 Sanders orange jersey.
I can tell you who that isn't.
Who is it?
That's not Dylan Gabriel.
It's not Dylan Gabriel. What's Dylan Gabriel doing? What high school is he working at?
Decisive feature that makes it different.
I'll tell you what he's not doing.
What Cracker Barrel is Joe Flacco at working out right now?
I'll tell you what Dylan Gabriel's not doing. Clearly not having his buddies film him working out.
This isn't from his buddy.
Who is it?
I'm not telling you who sent it to me.
Why do you care? What did the school do something bad by having him? Is this illegal contact?
It's not illegal. I just protect the idea. Actually, probably Shador Sanders would want this out there, wouldn't he? But I just protect the identity of those sending it to me. That's what journalism is. I've won awards for it now. Now I got to say
it. Were they not supposed to film it?
I don't know if they were or not. I don't know if they were or not, but I'm not saying.
They're clearly in view of Shador Sanders. So what's the problem?
I'm not releasing the video.
Ken, I think you have to release the video.
I don't have to release anything. You just saw the video. I just gave you guys the video to see. I'm not giving you the video to see. Like I just showed you guys.
This isn't an...
That's a Ken Carmen classic.
Over here, Owen, and look at it.
It's not an illegal video, is it? Or an illegal workout?
It's not.
This is all under the NFL Players Association. He could be doing this, right?
I mean, you can do anything you... I'm sorry. I'm sure he's allowed to do this no matter what.
Okay. Show the people what they want to see. Oh, boy.
Let me text
the person.
Amongst Browns fans.
Yeah, we got a running back that can't work out right now.
Opportunity to soften... some of the things that have happened over the last...
Yes, I think this would bring joy to the fans of Northeast Ohio because they got another draft pick that can't work out.
Just talk amongst yourselves right now while I text this.
I think fans love seeing the, quote, potential future quarterback of the Cleveland Browns out there grinding, right?
All right, I'm going to ask for permission.
Not partying, not in Cabo.
Wait, are you asking Shador for permission? Or the person that took the video.
I think fans would love just to be able to see that at all.
You got to put it out there.
It would bring some Cleveland Browns joy in what already has taken a turn for the worse.
A little light.
I got another football video to show you later of my son. Looks like hell. So if I get permission, I will show the video.
Ooh.
I'm going to ask permission first.
That's what I'm talking about.
And then
right there.
I will show the video. Does it make you feel any better that he's working out?
I think so.
I was always taught it was easier to ask for forgiveness than permission.
Not in this case. Nah, not in that case.
It's a low bar, right? You would expect or you hope that all your draft picks are working on something that helps them with football.
I am very careful
on this. I know my rights. I'm not working right now. I would hope that they're at least in.
I don't think anybody would say anything like that.
Well, either way.
This is real dedication here.
Dedication to what?
You know, when I'm driving around, people don't know this. When I have the kids in the car, when I drive around in the car and I've got the kids, I will act, and Ken knows this because he does the same thing.
Mm.
I will act like the Cleveland Browns are heading to the AFC Championship game, and I will do a whole soliloquy in the car, and then I'll go, Izzy, was that good? Was that good? Did I make it sound like a big event? Did I set the tone? And she go, yeah, yeah, that's good. And then she'll move on and ask for Tate McRae or some other recording artist.
Who's Tate McRae?
She wants to hear Lizzo. She likes to hear Lizzo.
Oh, yeah, that's the one you told me to look up on the internet one time. Okay. So I just feel that, hey, there is some good news out there. Sure, Sanders is working, folks. He's working hard.
Yeah.
Before camp even starts. What, Owen?
I don't know how you sit here and go, guys, just trust me. Just believe me. There's good news out there. He's working. And then not share it with the masses.
I think Ken likes that he feels like he's in the secret club.
Oh.
I just wanted to bring a little.
He likes that he has that over people.
I just wanted to bring people a little bit of good news before we embark on all this, especially with what's transpired over the weekend. I think we're as down in the mouth as we've been during this offseason. There's been a lot of wins. This is a big offseason loss. And then all of a sudden, I got this.
Now, I will say, do some of the other draft picks, when this stuff gets out, are the other draft picks like, you know, I'm working out too. Do I have to show? Do I have to show that I'm working out?
They can send me all the workout videos that they want. Hopefully it isn't like that Conor McGregor one that was going around the internet yesterday.
I saw that.
But other than that, send me all the workout videos you want. If Wyatt Teller's out there, wants to send me a video of working out, you go right on ahead. DeJuan Jones, you want to send me a picture of you benching, you go right on ahead. Video you benching, you go right on ahead. I'm not going to necessarily share it without the express written consent of those who took the video. Thank you very much. Is Coby Altman the best executive in the city?
So I think a very good case can be made right now. And this show, and me in particular,
mm-hmm.
we certainly question whether or not it makes sense, some of their decision-making, right, to keep this team and what it needs to get to. But the fact that we're even having those questions every day
yes.
is because he's built a team good enough to warrant these questions about whether to go all in or not. Like, he's built a team that we have expectations of the NBA Finals and Eastern Conference Finals. Like, that shows, and we've done this, you know, over time, that shows that he's built a real winner. There's a real culture there.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that he got another extension, remember with Dan Gilbert, you know, we had talked about, is anybody going to get extensions? Is anybody going to renew? And we found the guy. It's Coby Altman. You know, so I think he deserves a ton of credit. And in this city right now, I think you have to say Coby Altman is at the top of the pecking order when it comes to running an organization.
So let leave the business side out of it to all three teams. We're not talking about that. So executives are executives. We're talking about the guys who acquire the talent, who put the talent out there on the floor of the field and try to win. Obviously, it's a two-horse race between the Guardians front office and Coby Altman and his group, but it really comes down to Antonetti or Coby Altman in this case. Antonetti, you know, as rough as things were last week, there was a lot of, hey, this is on Paul Dolan more than it is on Chris Antonetti. And yeah, I know who was in the finals of the Home Run Derby yesterday, and I know that we had traded him. I understand all that. But at the time, things look a little bit different. That's a miss. I think that, you know, with Lauri Markkanen for a year, I think a lot of people are looking at that as a miss by Coby Altman. There's been a couple here and there. I mean, you just had to trade away Isaac Okoro, who was a top six pick for your basketball team. There's been mistakes by either side, but I think it's a two-horse race with what they do. I wonder if I can make an argument for the Guardians and for Antonetti because he is handcuffed by the amount of money that his owner won't spend. Because if we're talking about 10 years in longevity here, I think I got to still take Chris Antonetti over Coby Altman, do I not? Now, I would want to say, see, this is what makes it difficult, though. Like, here I'm having the argument with myself all of a sudden here. Are you saying Kobe's the best in the city?
Yeah, I think
okay.
I think it is. Because I think he is, and I think it's pretty clear.
I think it's tougher than that.
By how we talk about the Cavs is all the evidence I need to know.
I don't think it's that clear, but I also, I look at both teams. I look at both sides. Antonetti, what I just said, mm-hmm. but also with Altman. Like, if Paul Dolan owned the Cleveland Cavaliers, David Griffin might still be in charge.
Yeah.
Like, they don't move on from guys. Dan Gilbert got rid of guys very quickly. It was almost like you were there for a term like you were doing a presidency of, union.
He found them to be very interchangeable, I think.
You were going to be there for a few years, and then you were going to be let go. And Kobe Altman changed that. I mean, he's been there since 2012 altogether when he started in as, in personnel, and now he's the team president in charge of basketball operations. That's a hell of a run by him, and it looks like he will be there until 2029, 2030, at least where that extension is. So if he continues to do a good job, he'll have probably an extension even further. He's had a really good run. I think because of the constraints that the Guardians have had, and it's a bad year to say this. It's a bad time in the year to say this. Now, they did just get their act together a little bit. It's a bad time of the year to say this. I still think I got to take the Cleveland Guardians, and I got to take Chris Antonetti. If Kobe Altman had any bit of the constraints, even in a cap sport, if Kobe Altman had any bit of the constraints, I don't know. It's unfair to him because he hasn't got a chance to prove it. But do I think that he's going to be able to do what Antonetti's done with us? Because while people are mad at the Guardians and they're disenchanted by what this team was supposed to do this year, the only reason you're mad at the Guardians and they're not an afterthought and they're not a team that you don't even talk about like they do in Pittsburgh is because of what Chris Antonetti's been able to do. Like the Cavs, you can have Dan Gilbert and you can have somebody else there and the Cavs would still be talked about. The Cavs would still be a star-driven team that would make a move, that would do some wild things, good, bad, ugly, whatever it is. And we would have talking points with the Cavs. When it comes to baseball, you either have a good team that has a chance or you don't care about it. And they've been good enough for us to care about them. They've been good enough for us to be mad at them. And I think that that really needs to be respected in the grand scheme of things. I can be as mad as I want to about Paul Dolan, but I've seen what Chris Antonetti has done. There's definitely been some misses in there, no doubt. But when I go to his longevity and when I go with what his constraints are, I actually think I have to take Paul Dolan over Kobe Altman. I've cleared one hurdle on sharing the video. I'm trying to clear another hurdle.
That run it by HR?
I just want to run it by someone else before I go sharing and my... I don't want to end up in a meeting, is all. Okay?
Are any of these people Shedeur Sanders?
No. Just want to make sure of it.
Or his buddies.
The video, he's working on the video, guys. I should clarify, if you just joined us, there's not like it's...
Oh, you don't have another bomb show?
This isn't like the Adam Schefter, Des Bryant video out there. Like, this is him working out, getting his work in. Okay? So make sure of it. Because little birdie's telling.
Can you tell where he's at?
It's good. It's pure. I think you could, but no big deal. It's pure. It's pure football, the way it's meant to be. Good on Shedeur Sanders. Before we get going with the home run derby stuff, is Kyle Rowley a star?
So I gotta be honest, I didn't think so. Basically, because I really didn't hear much about him until a couple weeks ago. So then you start to look at his stats. I started reading up about him, and then last night, obviously, was a great advertisement for him and his family.
Yeah,
and it's the type of groundswell that can actually start the proceedings. Can initiate the process of becoming a star. I don't think he's a star right now, but I do think there's potential there.
Well, I thought he was a star because I said it and somebody said, whoa, not so fast. He said 90% of our audience doesn't know who Cal Raleigh is.
I agree with that mainly because I didn't really know his name until last week when Anthony was asking us 2 second trivia questions in preparation. And he goes, who has the most home runs right now, right? And everybody assumes it's Judge or Shohei, and then he told us Cal Raleigh. I'm like, okay, I think that's the catcher from the Mariners, but I don't know exactly for sure, right? He reminds me of, use your brains here and remember, back in time, 2019, we hosted the All-Star Game. There was a guy named Pete Alonso who won the home run derby. Yes. And I didn't really know him beforehand. He had a cousin who lived locally that threw his pitches for him. That's we actually had him on the show at the very end of that show the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Reminds me a lot of Pete Alonso, who I had no clue about, and now is one of the most talked about. And part of that's because he plays for the Mets, right?
Yeah.
He's in the spot, you know, the one of the two cities that you need to be in baseball and be a name, be talked about. But
if I compare it to when we were kids, nothing will compare to when we were kids. It's almost a fair comparison, unfair comparison.
Well, the baseball players with the biggest stars are right up there with the biggest stars.
I mean, that group and whatever you want to say about Cream and Clear and Balco and all that other crap, I don't care. That group was as popular as you're going to find baseball in almost any generation. Those guys stood out above everything. And they were great. There were about four or five just great summers of those guys stepping on where they were the biggest stars in professional sports. Now, I mean, that star has fallen because it's hard for me. Maybe I should curb it a little bit. I think in the parlance of baseball, he is a big star there. But if he's just a big star in baseball, how much of a star is he overall? Like Aaron Judge, he doesn't touch Aaron Judge. He doesn't touch Shohei Ohtani. No. He doesn't approach Pete Alonso just yet, as what Owen just said. There's a couple other guys who you might consider stars in baseball that you would put certainly above Cal Raleigh. But I think it's a good story. But he might not be to that level yet because, again, I think that probably – I think it's a little lower. I think it's still – I still think it's above 50. I think the people listening to us probably – have found out who he is over the last couple of weeks. I mean, that nickname alone, and usually a nickname like that doesn't hold up and it's just whatever and you move on with your life. He's been a scintillating player for Seattle so far this year. But I bet, as the person who texted us all said, that they probably don't know who he is and they probably don't know until last night who he played for.
Now, I should ask, because I was saying not a star. Can you use all-star votes in these arguments, because he had a healthy vote total, more than Francisco Lindor at one point. I mean, and Francisco's playing for the Mets and is a house.
He's
a pretty big name.
We host Seattle later this year. Will people go to the ballpark just to see Cal Raleigh?
Ooh, maybe
will
now.
Will they go to the ball? Will you go?
Maybe
will you buy
now?
A ticket to go see Cal Raleigh at the ballpark, or will you use your monthly pass to go see him at the ballpark in that series? They have a 3-game series against Seattle, and I think it's at home.
I will
I'm pretty
say
positive.
My gauge for this is my 11-year-old that's in love with baseball right now and absolutely goes and tells me when I say, hey, Blue Jays are coming to town, he goes, Vladimir Guerrero's going to be here? Or I say, you know, Dodgers are coming to town, mm-hmm. and he names five players or whatever, you know? And when I tell him we're going to watch the Mariners, he will say, because of what happened last night, because he was locked in. If he wouldn't have been locked into it, then maybe not. But because he was locked into it, he will say Cal Raleigh's coming.
Well, it all has to start somewhere.
Weekend series, 29th through the 31st of August. Go ahead.
Yeah, it didn't, you know, I just, my frame of reference is always going to be NBA players. But, you know, Steph Curry was obviously a huge deal in college, but he had to do some stuff in the NBA. It wasn't day one. It wasn't day one that everybody had Steph Curry jerseys. But his rise was pretty quick. You know, can Cal Raleigh now, you know, nice home run total last year. He's exploded this year. He had 27, 30, 34, 38. So, I mean, he's on pace to do some insane things. If he can stockpile this and stay healthy, he's got a chance.
If you look at what their schedule is, their home games they have coming up, who are the stars that you're going to see on other baseball teams? They got Minnesota coming to town later on. I mean, I'm just going past the A's in Baltimore coming up at the end of this week.
Minnesota, Buxton, maybe.
Oh, yeah,
he's not a star. I mean, he was in the Derby last night, too.
Atlanta, Tampa Bay, Seattle. I mean, he is the last star, unless you're – well, by the time Detroit comes in, maybe you're fighting for the playoffs, so that becomes more of a thing.
Yeah.
But I think that Cal Raleigh is like the star that you would go see in a series like against Seattle, you would go, okay, we're going to go that weekend to go see him. He won the home run derby. They call him Big Dumper for crying out loud. I mean, he's a big name that people – he's a burgeoning name that people want to go ahead and see.
Atlanta has – you know, they have Acuna.
Yeah. He's a great player.
He's
pretty dynamic.
The same thing with when the Reds were here, Ellie De La Cruz was huge.
You're right about that. You were right about that.
And I put them kind of in the same
spot. All right. Okay. Acuna's right. Put him in there, and then you also have Kyle Raleigh, and then that's basically it. You're definitely right about Ellie De La Cruz. So you got two guys there for the second half of the season. If we're doing stars, like there's a lot of people go to every ballpark to see Aaron Judge,
or
see Giancarlo Stanton or something like that.
At the same time, I will gauge that against my wife, who goes to just as many games as we do. She does not know who any of these people are.
And well, it's just
I would
so
say
much
if
tougher.
It was the same thing and my mom in the 90s, my mom would have known who those guys were.
Baseball is at a huge disadvantage now that it's hard for me to comprehend how it was different, but it was so much different when we were younger where these guys were the biggest out there. And, you know, that's dating all the way back to, for us, Canseco and McGuire. Man, that whole team, Ricky Henderson was a star. He was a star. He could go on the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, Ricky Henderson. I mean, what baseball players today could, not that it's the same, but if they were going on what, Pat McAfee or any of the Barstool Sports, are really, sticking out. You know, when you go to a baseball game, you just get to see these guys at the plate five times. That's it. It's just not the same as when I go to an NBA game, I get to see a guy handle the ball and on the floor the entirety of the time that you're there for 2 hours. It's football. The quarterbacks when are I first just started, so much more significant.
When I first started going to Browns games in earnest, like back at the old station and stuff like that, like your eyes start to just gravitate towards like the quarterback. Because when you're up in the press box or even if you're up in the stands, you just go and see what they're like during defense and what they're doing when they're on defense. And your eyes just gravitate towards what do they do. Like the sickest I ever felt was how just a day at the office it felt like for Ben Roethlisberger playing us. And how far away we were from the Pittsburgh Steelers at that time. And then like Matt Stafford, when he was with Detroit, leading Detroit and trying to get everybody, like he knew he had a team that, yeah, you have one guy there that you can throw to in Megatron, but he knew he had a team that I think he felt like he had to drag along. And so you see that. I think you're right. I like to, but if you go to a ball game and you see some of these guys, like there are certain guys in certain lineups that I think you show up, you're there to see the Guardians, and then you're like, oh yeah, this guy's in their lineup. For a guy my age, Acuna is one of those guys in that situation. Oh yeah, yeah, you're right about that. Kyle Raleigh, like, I would go to the ballpark to see him play. Not just to see the Guardians, but it's like, I want to see what this guy does.
Would you have said that yesterday morning?
Probably not. I probably wouldn't have thought about it yesterday morning.
But you can have an inflection point.
MLB only has so many opportunities now to change a guy like Cal Raleigh's, you know, existence throughout the league.
Well, yeah.
They have so few compared to when Ricky Henderson went out there and talked in third person about Ricky being Ricky and Ricky surpasses this guy on the field.
And then Ricky also backed it up being the stolen base champion and one of the best players to ever do it.
Would lift the base up.
And I think, going off what you said, you're right about this. Going off what Owen just said, like Kyle Raleigh, he could have went out there and had a Jazz Chisholm performance and hit three home runs. And everybody's like, oh, great, big dumper. I can't say the rest of that on the radio. But like he went out there and he won the home run derby. Like you said it, there's an inflection point there where overnight, baseball's a league that I think is growing with their stars. Yeah. I do think because of the game and the way that things are changing, I agree with what Rob Manfred said and said that it's on too many things. Like people have to go searching on too many platforms for it. I think they would like to be bringing that down a little bit so that it's easier to find their games instead of Tubi and Roku and God knows what over the weekends. But I think that, in a sport that is, I think, starting to grow again, seeing a guy like Kyle Raleigh, there's plenty of guys that, like Aaron Judge is 6'8". You can't compete with 6'8". And so many times, you can't compete with what Kyle Raleigh does either. But it feels like he can. Like people saw, people saw Jim Thome, and there was always a big kid on a team, and it felt like you had some connection with a guy who you have really no connection with. He's just that gifted at baseball. But at least it lets you kind of think you do. I think Kyle Raleigh's that type of guy.
Kyle Raleigh's 15-year-old brother caught for him last night, and he's 8 inches taller than Cal Raleigh.
Yes.
Might be a big boy.
But you know still, so much already, just because of last night, you know so much more about everything with him, and now you want to know more. That's why you're like, more articles, more. And so this is the proving ground. This is how it begins.
Like, he may not be the biggest star, but I think that this is his push into stardom. Like, I don't think he'll be Judge or Ohtani. I don't know who can touch that when it comes to stardom in baseball, but I think that he can be in that conversation of that 1% of guys in baseball that are looked at as home run hitters, as guys you want to go see to the ballpark, not just to root for your favorite team to hopefully beat that team, but also you secretly kind of want to see them do well so you can tell a story later on. As much as I hated the Red Sox, it was pretty cool to watch David Ortiz hit a home run live. It's pretty awesome. 216-474-0092. Speaking of it, I can't talk about baseball dying, or I can't complain about baseball and some of the things going on without trying to make an effort to cultivate the game. And I like that Owen did have a home run derby party yesterday.
I did not host.
You didn't host it. You participated in it. I did like that 11-year-olds had a home run derby party because it reminded me when I was a kid that we had to hurry home from practice one day to go see the home run derby on a Monday to make sure we got it in so we could see all the different stars there. Mo Vaughn, Greg Vaughn, Barry Bonds, Mark McGuire, Albert Bell, etc., Ken Griffey Jr., Sammy Sosa, etc., etc., etc. When you told me that story, I didn't realize it. It kind of reminded me of that. Leaving home or leaving the place to go home at 11 o'clock, that might suck, but that was a pretty nice thing there, Owen.
Yeah, we had a good time. It was a good setup, right? So TV's outside so that the kids could wiffle ball, and they're not just stuck there and watching the whole time. Because I do think that would be a problem. If I told 11-year-olds to plant it on the couch in the middle of summer, do not move and watch this thing, I don't think we're getting the active participation that we did.
But it was easier to do it when we were little just because I think it was Chris Berman brought a lot of entertainment to it. I mean, you have to admit that no matter what you thought of the guy. Gary in Cleveland, you're next up on the fan. Hello, Gary.
Hey, Ken. You know, and Anthony, hey, you know, baseball in a way is killing itself. When I was a kid, you know, the gates opened up an hour early. You were watching the Indians take batting practice. Now you go to the stadium, there's nothing going on. There's no batting. Maybe you get to see some fielding practice.
Are you serious, Gary?
There is batting practice
an hour before. Gary, last year I went to about, seven or eight games, and I got to see batting practice each time.
I walked in the game on July 4th, an hour early, and there was nothing going on.
What day was July 4th? Was on a Friday.
Yeah.
Gary, I'm sorry. Your connection is dying. Thank you very much for the call.
I don't want to say that Gary didn't see it, but I've been to 15 games this year. I've been to 100 in the last 3 years. I've seen plenty of batting practice before the game.
Like, we went to that ALCS game, and there was plenty
especially
of batting practice
weekends,
going on then.
The weekends, they'll open up an hour and a half or 2 hours before, and you really get to see it.
216-474.
And they have $2 beers.
So much can happen around the globe that we never hear of.
I really share in our fans' disappointment, frustration. Honestly, I'm embarrassed.
They've been through some tough battles, right? They know what the playoffs looks like. This team's been battle-tested in the playoffs.
He's a piece of crap. The kid, he sucks. He's sucked his whole career.
I got rumors about him. I couldn't please his wife, so now he's divorced.
Put a damn winning team on the field.
Now the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Mitch, I'm sorry I have to cut you off.
Let's
have a report on something that happened last night, or I have an update on something that happened last night. I've been given permission to share the video of Shedeur Sanders working out at an area high school. Ready? Sharing. 3, 2, 1, post.
And it's set.
Off we go.
That is at Ken Carmen. You can find that video.
Well, I'm sure that you can put it out on the fan as well and just put it on 923thefan.com as well if you want to.
We'll make sure to retweet that here.
Yeah, it is fan material. It's not my material now.
Yes.
It belongs to the ages now. Go ahead.
It's all right. We go from the story there to last night over at the American League All-Star Festivities, where one of the top American Leaguers, Stephen Kwan, was talking at his media availability and talking about his love of Cleveland so far in his career and how he wants to stay there.
In another clubhouse with different teammates is so foreign to me that I would love to stay in Cleveland. I mean, I think I've learned so much by playing with Jose Ramirez that I think I would love to stay with him as long as possible.
You heard it there. What journal?
He's wanting to come here. He's wanting to stay here. He wants to stay with Jose Ramirez. Now they have to show him how much they like him.
Yeah, I
he could always just say, pay me what I'm worth.
I believe him. I do think he would rather stay here.
Yeah, why not?
I'd like that we're having something kind of like in the public now. I mean, he's not a guy that has been very wishy-washy on his career, at least in the public forum. But at least we have something on record to make the fans go, okay, we can have this guy here at least a little bit. Because right now, with the way this Guardian season has been going, we don't know what veterans are going to be staying here by midseason, by the dread deadline, by next season. It's going to be kind of an in-season and off-season of question marks for the Guardians.
It would do a lot of good for the fan base if they were to sign him to an extension. We had an argument about how much he is worth. Guys, people say he's not worth $30 million. He's not worth $100 million overall. Guys, that's a going rate. That's a going rate for these guys. And he's a table setter, and you're looking for offense anywhere. The next bopper you can get, I don't know, Jace LaViolette, who's 21 years old. You can't guarantee he's going to be in the big. So it's like, who's going to be the guy you pay?
You know, all along, I've just assumed that they were not going to come up with the money for him. I've had a bunch of people split that I've reached out to on the type of market that Kwan would have, what he could actually get there. So, you know, the fact that he doesn't hit home runs, you know, some people are using that against him. I will just say this. He is still a great, fun player to watch. If the Guardians aren't able to keep him, it's going to be a huge blow. Because you saw how negative during the 10-game losing streak it was here in town. They were to trade Kwan because they can't pay him over the next few years. It'd be really, really rough, obviously.
Well, one player that we were not able to keep a couple of years ago was one Junior Caminero, who lost the home run derby last night, but showed out at 21 home runs in the first round, was the run-up to Cal Raleigh in the contest. And we got a bit of a slight last night from ESPN's Carl Ravitch and his play-by-play of the home run derby, this courtesy of ESPN.
The Guardians still rue the day that they dealt him, as Chris Antonetti said. It's a bad trade. The guy with the gun didn't end up achieving what they thought. They're desperate for offense. Junior Caminero would look pretty good somewhere in a Guardian uniform right now.
Got four baseballs.
Sorry,
left.
Guardians fans.
Need I remind you, the person that they traded Caminero for was Tobias Myers, who went 1-9 in AAA before being DFA'd.
You know, the whole story, I went back
to
look.
I'd like to get mad at Carl Ravitch, but I can't.
Yeah, I went back because I was curious about the whole story. Because this isn't like one of those that we talk about all the time. This isn't like one of those devastating trades that we mention all the time, but now it's getting run because he was at the home run derby and he's having himself, you know, the kind of year that he's having.
We kind of saw this with Will Brinson before, and this is kind of amplified now because Caminero is not only an all-star, but he's proven to have a source of power that the Guardians would really desperately need at this point in the season.
But his whole career with them got off to a rough start because of COVID.
Yes.
They weren't able to get him, you know, in their minor league system when they wanted to. So, kind of, you know, sometimes you got to, these teams make moves with trades thinking of different, like they're not thinking long-term for every single player. Like,
with all those other people, though, they at least played for the Guardians or the Indians at one point. Had that not been brought up on the broadcast last night,
nobody would know.
Nobody would have.
Yes.
Also, you got to think about it this way. Tobias is a stronger name than Junior. Maybe you'd have been willing to make the trade back then, too.
That's Tobias exactly what name. We're all thinking.
Tobias is a strong name.
How strong of a name is Cal?
Depends how you feel about California.
Scale of 1 to 10, I think it's about a 5.
Well, apparently he was strong enough last night as Cal Raleigh like, won the home run
what's
derby.
What's a stronger name, Tex or Cal?
Tex.
Depends what political outlet you might...
Has to be Tex.
Ooh, tend to watch.
I don't think it's political at all. I think Tex is a stronger name.
I think it depends who you're talking to.
I think my tax dollars say different.
Huh. I have a clip here regarding Cal Raleigh, who won the home run derby last night over Caminero. Had his dad, as we mentioned, throwing to him from behind the screen, his brother catching. Talked about the family experience.
It means the world, you know. You know, I could have hit zero home runs, and I would have had just as much fun. So I just can't believe it won. It's unbelievable.
So my question for you guys is there anybody within your guys' personal lives that you would fully trust to pitch to you in a home run derby?
Yes. My buddy's Uncle Nick. He's a scout for the Twins. Yes.
How hard does he throw? Is he pretty accurate?
I don't know. I don't know if I can hit, but you're asking me in a home run derby. I think he'd be pretty accurate.
Well, what is
throwing
the
BP?
What is the key here? What is important?
Can you throw behind an L screen? Can you throw a consistent strike?
Is it the same way every time, right? That would matter.
Yeah.
If you're a hitter. Why are some guys who've been in baseball their whole life and then they get to this stage aren't good at this? Because there are plenty of guys that are not good at this, and they've been blamed in the home run derby.
You also have to throw it at a very specific pace, too. It's not just like leisurely practice. Yeah. You have to like be rapid fire, basically.
Yeah, it's a more difficult discipline than what we make it out to be. That's why I don't like to do it during baseball practice. I actually struck a kid once, felt terrible.
Good.
I was going to say my dad, when
I'll teach him.
My dad couldn't do it because when he would throw me BP, we'd only do soft toss. And by the end of the thing, he's just whipping his arms so hard back and forth to try and simulate a fastball that he might ended up hitting
but
me a couple
of times.
But it
worked for you. I mean, you were all Ohio.
Ohio.
You know, it all works.
Technically. Yeah, that's it for about last night.
Outstanding.
What kind of traction are you getting on your...
Who would you rather take orders from, a guy named JD or a guy named Gavin?
Ooh, I just saw Gavin on a podcast.
Let's see. What are the?
I didn't know California donates so much money.
Twitter actions
to the rest of the red states.
Twitter,
I didn't know that.
Twitter actions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Mark Cabali, tell it to Cabali over in Pittsburgh. he's responded to the video. Said he's moving fast. I'd guess around okay. I'm not reading the rest of that.
So the early
you didn't notice with the word fast in the beginning.
I didn't realize where he was going with the joke.
What are some of the early results, early tweets that you're getting after the Shador Sanders video?
I'm getting a lot of Super Bowl, Super Browns. Yeah! So Shador Sanders is throwing in the video.
We're back.
A lot of responses. A lot of positive, other than Mark Cabali.
Are there any Aaron Rodgers videos?
Our buddy Mark, who's the city councilman, he's saying LOL for like every other quarterback, probably.
I don't know that. I've not seen any other videos.
One video of Aaron Rodgers throwing.
That's the thing. We have the video.
Yeah, what's the video of Aaron Rodgers throwing? Where's the video of him throwing right now? You think he's throwing right now? Nah, he's on a vision quest right now.
Mm-hmm. Galapagos Islands.
And he says best shape of his life. They're loving it, man. They're loving the Shador. Love it. Gotta wonder if there are any other quarterbacks throwing the ball this week, is what a Hawaii Browns fan says.
Who's to say? Is he a Dylan Gabriel guy?
A lot of the alarm emojis going off. I have no idea if he is. There's one I had to translate. This is from Sala Love. The sweaty one didn't stop training since the draft night. The league isn't ready for this devil. Here you go. Here we go. It's our QB, man. Not yet QB1, but eventually.
There's only one way to go from him. He's fourth in the depth chart now. There's only one way to go.
Yep. He ain't going lower. He's going up. Good for him. Get that work in. There wasn't a bunch of cameras around. As far as I know, that's the only video. And I was given permission to share, so I shared it. Shador Sanders working his ass off right now, folks. I'll flat out ask you,
does this put pressure on Dylan Gabriel to get some videos out?
I think it has to be asked. What's Dylan Gabriel doing?
And is what's Kenny Pickett out? Doing?
And which
Kenny
side Pickett of doing? Town will he throw the balls on?
That's a good point. I'm not going to say which side of town this is. If you really take a look at it.
Together pretty quick.
I don't know if they will be. You should be, but I don't know if they will be. They're not all...
Context clues. They're there.
They're not all high school aficionados like you and I. I don't think they may know. It's a very fine high school. Good program. They're throwing it.